This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Quickly invite Brother Mansoor Danish, who's from Kolkata. He runs a series of talks. Mansoor Danish Sahab, jo hai, wo ek series of talks. Unka series hai Heroes of Islam, jo ye all over India aur alag alag countries mein jaakar deliver karte hain. Uske ilawa wo ek Bangalore mein Iqra International School aur Delhi mein Al Iman School jo hai, uske board par hai. और वो IOU में इस्लामिक बैंकिंग एंड इकोनॉमिक्स के जो सब्जेक्ट है उसके उस फैकल्टी के सुपरवाइज़र हैं. ये माशाल्लाह MBA फाइनेंस किया है इन्होंने. एक्स बैंकर है. ये 6 साल इन्होंने HSBC में गुजारा है और अब वो सारी चीज़ें छोड़कर फुल फ्लेजेड दीन और दावत के काम में आ गए हैं माशाल्लाह. तो मैं इन्वाइट करूँगा ब्रदर मंसूर को. लव फॉर प्रॉफिट मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. इंशाल्लाह 10 मिनट में इस उन्वान को वो अदा करेंगे.
बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम. अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन. वस्सलातु वस्सलाम अला अशरफिल अंबिया मुरसलीन नबीना मुहम्मद व आला आलिही व सहाबिही व मन तबिअहुम बि एहसान इला यौमिद्दीन अम्मा बाद. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, ulama ikram, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Okay, can I just request the brother to keep that light switched on? I need to see the audience if it is possible. If you can keep the flashlight switched on, okay, that would be better. Yeah, jazakumullah khair. Otherwise people will go off to sleep, I won't even know. All right, my topic which I have been given is love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is quite appropriate that in today's time, when we keep hearing every day of war taking place, crimes taking place, rapes taking place, fraud taking place, deceit taking place, that we discuss the life of a man who was an embodiment of mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was indeed an embodiment of mercy. And every country has a hero. Every country has a superhero. And they like to talk about their hero, about the sacrifices they made in order to ensure injustices are removed and peace and mercy is established. But today, we are talking of a man whose impact was not restricted to just the people around him, whose impact was not restricted to only the Arab nation which was around him, but his impact was so deep that today in southern India, we are sitting and discussing about his life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Little wonder that Rabbul Alameen conferred the title Rahmatul Lil Alameen on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Little wonder. Time is limited and I had a lot of things to share, but I'm going to keep it limited. In this short time, I wish to share with you the virtue of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the virtue of companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet, peace be upon him, in his life, he never worked on building tall structures. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not going around building huge monuments, big mansions, big masjids, but he worked on the hearts and the minds of the people around him. And in a span of a few years, he converted a group of people who were regarded as the lowest of low, the asfalu safilin, into Salaf al-Saleheen, the best of people to walk on the face of the earth. What was it that change them. Ali radiallahu anhu says, when he became the caliph, the first khutbah, what was it? He said that, oh people, you are in need of a man of action and not a man who merely speaks. This is the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he made his ummah a people of action, not a group of kawal, the people who just keep talking. We are all excellent speakers. But today we need to take back from the life of the Prophet that he converted people into people of action. Let me narrate to you four incidents and which will show you the extent, the beauty of the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a Jew as his neighbor. And what this Jew would do was, every night before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go to sleep, he would plant thorns in his path. His objective was that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go at night to relieve himself, the thorns would prick him. Upon occasion, one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to know that the child of this Jew has fallen sick. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the house of the Jew. He knocked onto the door. The Jewish man opened the door and he sees the man who is supposed to be his arch enemy. He's standing at the door and he says, "Where is your son? Take me to your son." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes next to the son and he says, "Oh little child, read the kalima and I will testify on the day of judgment about your iman. Read the shahada." The child looks up at his father because he knows that his father's biggest enemy was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The father says, the Jewish man says, "Do as Muhammad tells you to do." Can you imagine? Number one enemy and just one incident. The beauty of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he turns up to visit his enemy's son who has fallen sick. The child reads the kalima and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam steps out of the house and he is hitting his hand on his thigh and he says, "All praise is due to Allah who has chosen me to save a man from hellfire to Jannah." Upon occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a Bedouin who came in his companionship. Let's forget about enemy. Let's talk about strangers. How did the Prophet deal with strangers? And this Bedouin and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going on a journey. And upon occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took out a miswak. You know the siwak with which you clean your teeth, your mouth? He took out a miswak and he broke it into two. The crooked one, the Prophet kept for himself. And the straighter one, he gave it to the Bedouin. The Bedouin says, "Ya Rasulullah, what are you doing? You are the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are you doing? You give me the crooked one, you keep the straight one." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "People will be judged on the day of judgment on how they dealt with those who came in their companionship. And I want to show to Allah that whoever came in my companionship, I gave him the best." Subhanallah. Forget strangers. Let us talk about how family members' life changed when they came in contact with the Prophet. Upon occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a sister, a foster sister by the name of Shima. And Shima at that time was a kafira woman. And in Medina, she was captured. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard about it. So he called Shima at the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the moment he saw Shima, he took off his cloak and he laid it on the ground and he asked Shima to sit on the ground. Shima started trembling. She said, "Oh Muhammad, I have heard you are the king of Medina." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I am no king of Medina. Like you are the daughter of a poor woman, I am a son of a poor woman because it was your mother who breastfed me." And then they sat down and they exchanged the stories of their lives, how they would spend their childhood. And then when she's going back, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives her a camel laden with goods as gift. Look at the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing has been spoken about Islam. It's just the character which is coming out. The woman goes back to her village and she says, "Oh women of my village, let me testify that there is no God worthy of worship besides Allah and my brother Muhammad is the messenger of Allah." Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She brought iman just on the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to look into our lives as to how our akhlaq is. Forget animate objects. When inanimate objects came in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their lives changed. Upon occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would give khutbah leaning on a tree. A woman came up and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have a slave who is a carpenter. If you give me the permission, I'll ask him to make a pulpit for you." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the permission. Next week, the khutbah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands on the pulpit and he starts giving. This narration has been narrated by many of the companions. Suddenly, there was a huge cry which was heard in the city. Some of the Sahaba say it was as though a she camel was separated from her child and she was crying. Some companions say it was as though a little child was hungry and was crying for his mother. The Prophet ﷺ came down the pulpit and he went to the tree. It was the tree which was crying. Why? Because the tree had lost the companionship of Rasulullah that week. And the Prophet ﷺ embraced it tightly till the tree stopped crying. Subhanallah, look at the life of a tree. It is changing when it is coming in the companionship of Rasulullah ﷺ. And Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah says that if this is the love that the tree has for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what should be the love that we have for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Okay, I have 2 minutes. In 2 minutes, inshallah, I just want to share with you one message with which you can go back, inshallah. And that is the importance of forgiveness from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting at the Masjidul Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "Through that door, a man will enter, and he's destined for Jannah." And Sa'ad radiallahu anhu came. On another day, he said, "Through that door, a man will enter, and he's destined for Jannah." And again, Sa'ad radiallahu anhu came. And on a third day, again, Sa'ad radiallahu anhu came. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As was sitting there, and he said, "I wanted to know what is this man's activities that he is destined for Jannah." So he goes and stays with this Sahabi for 3 days and three nights. And he sees nothing spectacular. Everything is the same. He goes on the fourth day and he says, "Oh Sahabi, oh Saad, what is it that you do?" Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on three different occasions said that you are a man destined for Jannah. The Sahabi said that, "You see my life. This is what I do. But I do something which I feel is something unique. Every night before I go to sleep, I forgive all those who have transgressed against me. I forgive all those who have taken away my haq." You look at our lives, my dear brothers and sisters, that we have family members whom we don't talk to. Why? Because we feel they didn't give us our property. They didn't give us our rights. We break contacts with our family members. Children break contacts with their parents. Brothers and sisters haven't spoken to each other for years. I hope in the light of this hadith, you will today call up your friends, your brother, your sister, your family member, and renew tie. Let go of these materialistic desires. With these few words, I would like to end my talk. Wa akhiru du'ana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah, Brother Mansoor, for that energizing talk, mashallah.